Thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore. And what book might that be? So Many Versions, Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. 20th Century English Bible Versions, English Versions of the Bible. And this one's been revised, and this is the revised and enlarged edition for us older people who have a hard time to see. It's amazing when you get old how everything gets old. So its characteristics. We give a few sample passages to illustrate the kind of amplification found in this translation. Now, in the blog before this one, they gave us a sample from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Now we're going to go through Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3, and Matthew 5, 16 through 22. Okay? And the words that they added are either italicized or separated with hyphens. And like I said, you don't even have to compare it to that of the King James Bible, the 1769, God's perfect preserved word without error, because they put the added words in parentheses, and there are more words that they added if you compare them to that of the King James Bible, but why even bother when they have them already in parentheses? Because you know and I know what God's word says about adding to the text. But like I said in blogs earlier than this, you are dealing with people who are most likely, I'm not certain, but most likely just based on the scholarship, not saved and can care less about God's perfect words. That is what you're dealing with these new translations. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my shepherd. To feed, guide, and shield me, I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. Revelation 7:17. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Again, this is the amplified version. Amplified means to add to the text. That's what the word amplified means. Matthew 5, 16 through 22. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and your praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, and recognize and honor and praise and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And it's interesting, they have "who" capitalized. Verse 17. Do you think that I have come to do away with or undo the law and the prophets? I have come not to do away with or undo, but to complete and fulfill them. Verse 18, for truly I tell you, until the sky and earth pass away and perish, not one smallest letter nor one little hook identifying certain Hebrew letters will pass from the law until all things it foreshadows have been accomplished. Verse 19, whoever then breaks or does away with or relaxes one of the least important of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least important in the kingdom of heaven. But he who practices them and teaches others to do shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 20, for I tell you, unless your righteousness, your uprightness, and your right standing with God is more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Verse 21, you have heard that it was said to the men of old, you shall not kill, and whoever kills shall be liable, so that he cannot escape the punishment imposed by the court. Exodus 20, verse 13, Deuteronomy 5, verse 17, Deuteronomy 5, 16, verse 18. And verse 22, But I say to you that everyone who continues to be angry with his brother or harbors malice, enmity of heart against him shall be liable to and unable to escape the punishment imposed by the court. And whoever speaks contemptuously and insultingly to his brother shall be liable to and unable to escape the punishment imposed by the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you cursed fool, you empty-headed idiot, shall be liable to and unable to escape the hell, Gehenna, of fire. How's that? So the words added, to feed, guide, and shield me, and this is out of Psalms 23, just three verses, 1-3, fresh, tender, restful waters, restores my life, refreshes, righteousness, uprightness, not for my earning it, but, and then Matthew 5:16-22, moral excellence, you're praiseworthy, noble, good deeds, recognize, honor, praise, glorify, who capitalized, do away with or undo the law, complete and fulfill, pass away and perish, hook, identifying certain Hebrew letters, it foreshadows, breaks or does away, or relaxes, your uprightness and your right standing with God. Harbors malice, enmity or heart, contemptuously, insultingly, liable to, unable to escape, you empty-headed idiot, Sanhedrin, liable to and unable to escape, Gehenna. How is that? How is that easier to read and easier to understand? Because that's what they claim with these new translations. The Amplified Version. You should have a copy of it in your library to point out to people all the errors. Thanks again. We'll see you next time.